Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Now, it's been confirmed that the Lewis is set to be extended to serve UCD, but it could take more than 20 years for that to happen. The National Transport Authority has published its €25 billion strategy for the Greater Dublin Area for the period between 2022 and 2024. And to discuss more in more detail exactly what it proposes to do, we're joined now by Anne Graham, CEO of the NTA, and you're very welcome, Anne, to the programme this evening.
Good evening, Sarah.
So this is the final plan for Greater Dublin Transport. There are two elements. There's those that are already in the pipeline, which I think a lot of people will have heard about or be familiar with, and then there's a tranche of new ideas as well. So we might focus firstly on those that are already in the pipeline and that are scheduled for completion. And of course, there's Bus Connects, which is the plan to prioritise bus corridors. Can you talk us through what this plan proposes in relation to that?
Well, in terms of Bus Connects, it's the new network of services, as well as all the 12 sustainable transport corridors that will set out 100% priority for the bus system, as well as a network of segregated cycle facilities on those roads as well. So that work is already underway, and we have 6 of the 12 in with Onboard Planála for planning permission at the moment. So that work is also continuing. It includes next generation ticketing, and we've commenced the procurement of the next phase of our ticketing system, which is an account-based system that we want to deliver in the next few years.
And when will Bus Connects, that plan for the 12 different corridors, when will that be completed?
So we're aiming to complete those by 2030.
Okay, so and do you think that timeline is likely, or have there been problems along the way?
Well, obviously, you know, we have now put those through the, are beginning to put those through the planning process. We need to see how long it will take, the planning process. But we are, if we can get through that in a reasonable period of time, we do believe that we can meet that 2030 target.
So that's sort of out of your hands to an extent, the planning process. Has that caused problems for you along the way with the various different transport infrastructure projects that you've been looking at?
Well, obviously, at the moment, there's three major projects going through: Bus Connects, Dart Plus West has also been lodged, as well as Metrolink. And Onboard Planála are obviously facing a huge number of applications right across the infrastructure providers, housing, water, etc. So, you know, obviously, we would like to see an improvement in the timelines coming through the planning process, because any delay in the delivery obviously costs money, but also the benefits of what can be delivered for public transport customers gets delayed further and further as well.
Yeah, because I mentioned earlier in the show that we were going to be speaking to you, and I mentioned some of the different things that are being proposed in this strategy, but that some of them won't be delivered for 20 years. And one person texted to say, well, I'll be 103 by the time there's a Lewis going to UCD, so it'll be no use to me.
Well, what we've set out here is if what's required to meet the travel demand and to also ensure that we reduce our carbon emissions over the period of the 20-year strategy. The decisions in relation to the funding of that and when it gets funded is a matter for government. We do know that the short-term measures are included in the NDP, so we're working on those. But obviously, we can continue to plan for the next phase. So, you know, Metrolink is planned to be delivered in the medium term, but we'd be planning for the other Lewis lines to be delivered in that medium term as well. So it just continues as we deliver one project or multiple projects, we continue to plan for the next phase, because we're going to be a growing region and the demand for travel will continue and the demand on public transport will increase, and we need to be set up to meet that demand so we can bring our carbon emissions down.
So let's go back to the Metrolink then, that's going to go from North of Swords to Charlemont. It's a big commitment. When is that going to be completed?
Well, again, subject to getting through the planning process, we said that will be delivered in the early 2030s, but we can't give a definitive timeline until the planning process has been completed.
And is that the only obstacle, the planning process, to getting it delivered within the next 10 years?
Well, there's challenges all along the way, and with a major construction project, it's always challenging. So you can only progress it and realise it at each stage. But, you know, we're confident that we're putting in place all the resources that are required to be able to deliver such a large infrastructure project for the country.
Okay, let's talk through some of the newly proposed elements then. And I mentioned that extension of the Lewis to locations like UCD. Now, I know UCD had actually asked for a Lewis extension back as far as 2001. They said they needed something along these lines. This isn't going to be delivered to them for 20 plus years. Why is it taking so long? Is it all about government funding?
No, it's related to demand as well. So we don't believe that the demand will be there at the end of 2042 to meet what's required to make an investment in a Lewis line feasible. You know, so the demand needs to be up at a certain level in order for that to make sense from a business case point of view.
Really? So, because I know now, UCD would have said like many times over the past couple of decades that so many students are using their cars to get to work because that's the only route that they can use.
But that has changed quite significantly. So a lot more of students are using sustainable transport, either walking, cycling and using public transport. So there's a very good bus system which will be improving as part of Bus Connects over the next few years. And that's sufficient, we believe, to meet the demand for the next 10 years. But what we've said is that this is a strategy that needs to be reviewed again in 6 years' time. And if there's any changes in the demand in that period or if there's change in government policy, it gets refreshed again to see, you know, whether that demand is increasing and whether we need to bring forward any of those proposals and whether the funding then is required at that time. So it's a very dynamic strategy that gets reviewed on that in those timelines.
Okay. And is it the same reason then that this new rail line from the M3 Parkway to Navan is also, I don't know what the timeline is on that, I think it's over 20 years again, is it?
Well, we've said that in terms of the Navan rail line, we'd like to see it delivered in the medium term, so that's before 2036. But currently the funding is only available to do the planning of that. We would need a new NDP post 2030 to see whether the government makes a decision on whether they're in a position to fund it for construction.
Okay, so the demand is there for that, in your view, in the medium term. I think a lot of people living in Avon would say the demand is there for it right now. Even this morning I saw pictures being posted from people on social media of just the gridlock on the road, people trying to get in from Navan and taking 2 hours to get into Dublin City Centre.
Again, we have a very good bus system on the Navan line and we've improved the services there and we want to continue to improve that by improving the priority for the bus system as well, so that the journey times are reduced. So bus can provide an option, you know, and a choice for people for a period of time, but the demand can grow to such an extent that a rail line is obviously what's needed. And we said in the medium term, that's what's needed to serve Navan.
Can you talk to us about the other Lewis extensions that you're looking at, the new ones?
So again, we've said that beyond 2042, there's a number of Lewis lines that may be needed, and these are across a number of different areas. So Lewis, if we want, we could see that a Lewis to UCD is what you had already said, Lewis to Knockline, Lewis to Kimmage, Lewis to Balgriffin and Lewis to Tyrrelstown and Blanchardstown. So again, these are looking post 2042, that the demand could get to such a level that we would need to be planning these in the 20 years of the strategy in order to deliver these later on. But these can be served by the bus system, Bus Connects, up to that period. But again, that could change and policies could change, development zones could change, and we would keep that under review.
It's really interesting speaking to you, Anne, talking about the demand and the need, because I think anyone who drives around Dublin on a regular basis, anyone who has to go via the M50, really almost at any time of the day, but particularly at rush hour, would say the demand is clearly there, or who is commuting into Dublin indeed from the commuter counties, would say the demand is clearly there for a much better public transport system right now.
And what we're delivering over the next few years is a much better public transport system, but it's bus-based through Bus Connects and the improvement on bus air and commuter services. It's rail-based through Dark Plus, you know, as well, because not only are we improving the infrastructure, we're actually going to improve the frequency of the services because we're purchasing fleet. We've already ordered a battery electric fleet to be able to improve the frequency on our commuter rail services as well. So that's the delivery. And then Metrolink for delivery in the early 2030s. So there is a plan to deliver better public transport in the next 10 years, but we need to continue to do that and continue to do more to meet the demand of the future.
All right, interesting speaking to you. Thank you for joining us. You can let us know what you think to 51551. I'm Graeme, CEO of the NTA. Thank you.